Aisling, good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
You're in Tip as well.
I am.
Capa White. Where is Capa White?
Capa White. It's about 10 miles from Tipperary town.
Right. In away from Limerick or
the other? On the border between Limerick, yeah.
Ah, yeah, right. Yeah. I know where you are now. Yeah.
But it's still over the border.
Yeah, yeah. You're a Tip woman.
A Tip woman, yes.
Yes, right. Okay, so tell us about little Ronan.
Ronan is my 2.5-year-old daughter who was diagnosed with leukemia in May this year.
Right.
She had a soft toy, a monkey, who has been with her since she was born. I bought it in Tesco. But when we were in Crumlin on Wednesday, the monkey went missing. And she's a little bit heartbroken over it. And as you can understand, anything that can give her comfort.
Of course, yeah.
So we were back in Crumlin yesterday on Thursday, and we retraced our footsteps, and we asked everybody along the way, had they seen missing monkey, but no sign of him anywhere. So he got lost somewhere between St. John's Ward, the Echo Department, and the car park.
Right. Ronan obviously is very close to... Has the monkey got a name?
No, monkey.
Just monkey. Just monkey.
Just monkey. Yeah, just monkey. Yeah.
And Ronan was diagnosed in May.
Yeah.
But the outcomes are quite good, aren't they?
Very good.
Leukemia now? Yes.
Yeah. Just a long road, and she's so small. Yeah. But brilliant outcome. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is great. Because there was a time, I suppose, in your memory as well as mine, where when that was mentioned, you were devastated. So.
Yes, yeah.
But still, it's difficult, and there's all the treatment and all the thing. And you're going up and down, are you?
Up and down from Tip to Crumlin, like every week or twice a week, some weeks, depending. And then we go into our local hospital in Limerick for some treatment as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what sort of treatment is Ronan undergoing at the moment?
Oh, she's on a cocktail of chemotherapy drugs. She goes to theatre to get chemotherapy into her spine, and then she's on maybe 4 or 5 other drugs that go into her Freddy and some stuff she has to take orally, and she's on a steroid and...
Poor thing.
Yeah, it's a lot, yeah.
Is she talking?
Yes, she is, yes.
So she
full of chat.
She can communicate, which is good, isn't
she
it?
She can, yes, yeah, indeed, yeah.
Who else is in the family?
I have another 5-year-old daughter, Hanora.
Hanora?
Yeah, she's just gone off to school.
Right.
My husband, Michael.
Michael, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, missing monkey, where did you buy it?
I bought it in Tesco.
Right.
About 2.5 years ago. Tesco in Tiptown, I think it was, actually. But I looked online last night, and... It doesn't seem to be in stock anymore. They don't sell it anymore. So I'm kind of at...
Right. What could describe it to us then? How big was it?
He's probably maybe just slightly over 12 inches maybe. Kind of floppy, kind of light-coloured brown, very soft, kind of... I think he actually has two little black eyes. That's the only...
Yeah. Yeah, he's a big smiley head in him.
He is, yeah. Yeah, he's a happy monkey.
He is. He's a happy monkey. He is a happy, cheeky monkey. So at the time, he was probably bigger than Ronan when she was born, wasn't he?
She was a big baby. Now she was 8.5 pounds.
Was she? Yeah.
Yeah.
So what you're hoping for is a new one, because
because she has leukemia, and her, you know, she's very prone to infection and things like that. I don't think it probably wouldn't be a good idea to take a second-hand one.
Although you could. You know, wash it and get
probably
it industrially cleaned. You know, that is an option, isn't it?
It is. Yes, I suppose so. Yeah. True. Yeah.
Okay, so
we'll take anything.
So it's over 12 inches. It was bought in Tesco's.
Yes.
So, and is it Tesco's own brand?
I think so. It's a Cuddle Me Friends monkey.
Right. See, all these details are very important.
Yeah.
Cuddle Me Friends.
Yeah. Or monkey. Cuddle Me Snugglies or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
2.5 years ago, not available in Tesco anymore.
No.
Now, I know, like in our house, and I'm sure it's the same in houses all over the country, that presents are bought and they're ignored.
Yes.
You know that unfortunately not every soft toy has a loving relationship with their owner. Yes.
No.
So I would imagine that there's one sitting around somewhere
in the corner of a room.
Yeah.
Neglected.
Yeah. Yes.
Lonely.
And the other thing is, because you were there on Wednesday and you retraced your tracks, that anybody who was in around Crumlin Hospital on Wednesday might have picked up little happy monkey.
That's
there.
That's what I'm hoping, and that maybe they just, you know, dropped it into some department and they hadn't managed to get it lost and found yet or something like that. So we will be back up in Crumlin next Thursday, so I was going to retrace my footsteps again. And just see, with any bit of luck.
Well, we have a picture of said monkey, we put it up on our blog.
Lovely.
So that people will recognise that.
Yeah.
And we put out a call there, 53102, ray@todayfm.com. Now, so Cuddle Me Friend, you think... over 12 inches tall, bought in Tesco's 2.5 years ago. That should ring a bell.
Very loved.
How is Rona today now, for example?
She's okay. She started back on a steroid yesterday, so we're expecting the humour to go downhill today quickly.
Right, okay.
It can make them quite cross and very hungry. so we'll have to keep her fed today.
It's cyclical, you recognise, you know, which treatment brings on what behaviour and all that.
Yeah.
So you can be prepared.
We're prepared.
It.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Stay back.
Ronad, what is? Is it Ronad and Ronad the same?
Ronad, yeah. R-O-F-A-D-N-N-A-D. It's my brother is Ronan. I only have one brother.
Yeah.
He's in the States, so I actually thought I was having a boy, but so she had to be named after him either way.
Okay. And what does it mean?
It means little seal.
Right. And you use, Will has just told me there that you use Little Happy Monkey because he goes through the treatment as well.
Yeah, so he comes up and down to Crumlin with us.
Yeah. So he's there to keep her company.
He is indeed.
And give her comfort.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd be confident enough on this one. I'd love
to. Oh, good, Ray. I love your optimism.
I would be.
Always look on the bright side.
Yes, exactly. And will you give Ronan a big hug for us?
I will indeed. And Ray, I really appreciate it. No. I'm a great fan of the show.
Oh, thanks, Aisling.
Thanks
See
so
you.
Much.
Bye. You were on to us early on because little Ronad, is it Ronad or Ronad?
Ronad.
Ronad, yes.
Yeah.
Little Ronad, 2.5. She was up getting her chemotherapy in Crumlin on Wednesday, and with her was her lifelong pal, Monkey. Poor Monkey got lost. Just can you give us, just do it again. It might just refresh people's memory, a description of Monkey.
Okay, he's about maybe about 12 inches long, maybe slightly longer. He's just brown monkey. He's cuddly, floppy.
Yeah.
And small little eyes, little cheeky face.
And he's been there. He's been making the trips up from Capel
Heights.
He's
been making the trips everywhere. He's been everywhere.
Well, we got a text from Kieran. Kieran's on the line. Morning, Kieran.
Morning, Ray.
You're in England.
I am, yeah. I'm over in Oxford.
How did he get over there? Come on.
the cheeky little monkey. Yeah. So Kieran, you're funny, Aisling. you were listening to Aisling earlier on.
I was listening, and I sit listening and working. It's work, you know, usually having the stations on, so I put on to the FM and try to hide away. And I heard it, and I was like, I've got that dangerous eBay app on my phone, so I went and had a quick look. And I managed to find one.
Wow.
And it'll be with me in 4 days in England. And then I'll get it over to you. Well, I'll give it a quick wash.
Oh.
Just in case. And then I'll get it over to you as quick as I can.
Oh, Kieran, that is absolutely brilliant. Oh, my God.
That's no worries.
That is just... She'll be so happy to see him.
is this the sort of thing you do all the time, Kieran?
Well, I did it last year. I had a friend get in touch with me last year about being a secret Santa. And I was thinking about doing it again this year, but I never got in touch with anybody in time to do it. So when I was trying to think of something that I could do, and then, this popped off. And
well, you're more like a Tinkerbell, maybe, returning life things.
I love this, because Aisling and Kieran, because people were going, it's on eBay, and then it was, it's gone from eBay, oh, no, it's gone from eBay.
I move pretty quick.
You move pretty quick, yeah. You're sort of like a superhero of random acts of kindness there.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that is absolutely amazing.
There you go.
I think Irish people are good for that.
They are.
Well, we're up there. We're the third biggest givers in the world, according to a survey during the week.
Yeah.
And that's only because we're really modest. We don't tell people how giving we really
are. Yes, we are. That's true. that's brilliant.
Oh, Kieran, thank you so much. I'm telling you.
No problem.
Yeah.
It's a bit early, but Merry Christmas anyway.
Thank you so much.
To you and yours, as they say. Aisling, that's great.
Great, thank
Kieran,
you.
No, thanks to everybody. Thanks. That's lovely. See you both.
Thanks, Ray.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
see
Kieran.
Bye-bye.
No problem.
Hugs to Ronan. Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on Today FM.